Time now for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be celebrating the birthday of one of the giants of ragtime. There are some composers that I try to feature each and every year, and Joseph Lamb is certainly one of those composers. Lamb was born December 6th, 1887, in Montclair, New Jersey, died in Brooklyn, New York, September 3rd, 1960, and he is considered among the top three of Ragtime's early composers, right along there with Scott Joplin and James Scott. During the period of about 1908 through 1919, Lamb wrote 12 of the finest rags that we have from that period. And then he quit writing, or at least so it seemed. And by then, ragtime was going out of favor. It had been replaced by Dixieland jazz. And so Joe Lamb slipped into obscurity. Many people thought he was dead, and it wasn't until about 1948 when Rudy Blesch and Harriet Janis, getting ready to write their seminal book called They All Played Ragtime, decided to do a little research on Joe Lamb, just to establish whether or not he was dead or alive. And they looked all over for him and knew that he was in the Brooklyn area and so on, but they finally went to the telephone directory, and lo and behold, here he was listed in the phone directory. And they called him up and interviewed him, and turns out that he had been writing rags all along, but none of them had gotten published. Anyway, he achieved a bit of popularity and notoriety at that point, and a lot of ragtimers took note of the fact that he was still alive and had been writing ragtime. And those rags were published, at least a dozen of them were published, in 1964, posthumously, after, of course, Joe had died. And so we have that collection of rags to play for you tonight. All of them really good rags, some of them among his very best. So let's just get right with it. And since they were all published in 1964 and we don't know the actual composition date except for one, we're going to do these in alphabetical order. So we'll start with a piece called The Alabama Rag. And our artist this evening is Dave Wright.
Thank you.
Dave Wright has brought us the Alabama Rag by Joe Lamb.
Support comes from Treefort Music Fest in downtown Boise, Idaho. 5-day discovery passes are available until the first artist announcement. More at treefortmusicfest.com/discovery or by calling TMF888-2017.
Moving on, we come to the piece that we do know the date that it was written. It was written in 1959 because it's called the Alaskan Rag, and Joe Lamb wrote this in honor of Alaska becoming our 49th state. This is one of the most beautiful rags that he has written. It is unusual in the A strain in that the very first beat is silent. No one else had done that up until now in ragtime. Let's listen as it's brought to us this evening by Jazzu Jones.
Thank you.
very sensitive version of Alaskan Rag is played by Jazzu Jones, one of Joe Lamb's greatest compositions, I think. Moving on now, alphabetically, we come to Arctic Sunset. A little bit of a novelty piece here in the beginning, but it kind of changes around a little later on. Here is Matthew Davidson. Wow. Matthew Davidson at the piano, Arctic Sunset. Matthew told me at one point that he was very, very concerned about never to make a recording that was boring. And he certainly succeeded on that one. That was a very different approach to Arctic Sunset. Let's turn now to one of the happier tunes of Joe Lamb. Just bounces right along. This one's called Bird Brain Rag, and a great performance, an early performance by Max Morath. ¶¶ Max Morath and Bird Brain Rag by Joe Lamb. Joe's our birthday boy this evening, celebrating his birthday on December 6th. Next up in our alphabetical listing of Joe Lamb's later compositions, we come to the Bluegrass Rag. Separate words, Bluegrass Rag. And Jason and Tishner, in their books Rags and Ragtime, Dave Jason and Trevor Tishner, say this is one of Lamb's very best. It remained unfinished until during the 1950s when he finally wrote the trio for it. Here is a young man, I guess he's not so young anymore, from Hungary. His name is Tamás Itzes.
Thank you.
All right. Bluegrass Rag, as played by Tamás Itses from Hungary. Next up, we have a beautiful, beautiful piece. This is called the Cottontail Rag, and it kind of follows the same pattern that his Top Liner Rag of 1916 followed, which makes it very, very appealing and one of the best. So here is Scott Kirby to bring us Joe Lamb's Cottontail Rag.
Thank you.
Scott Kirby and a marvelous version of Cottontail Rag by Joseph Lamb. In case you joined us late, we are celebrating Joe Lamb's birthday on December 6th, and we are playing his later works, those that were composed after he, or published after he was rediscovered in the 1950s. So here's yet another one. It's called Chimes of Dixie. And our pianist will be a man born in Japan, but now living in the state of Maine. This is Masanobu Akamiya. Chimes of Dixie, that kind of sounded like he was spoofing us a little bit, didn't it? I heard some Stephen Foster melodies in that, so a lot of different things. Okay, turning now to a piece called the Firefly Rag. Jason and Tishner say this contains Joe Lamb's most unusual harmonic touch. A break midway into the A section is spiced with chromatic augmented chords, revealing Lamb's knowledge of the later 20s writing style. I'm not sure I even understand that, but let's listen and see if we can make sense of it. And here is Glenn Jenks. Thank you. The Firefly Rag, as played by the late Glenn Jenks. Very nicely done. Well, next up is one called Hot Cinders. And this is a novelty rag. This was written at the time that Zez Confrey's works were becoming quite popular in the early 1920s. And the publisher, Jack Mills, who had been publishing Zez Confrey's works, approached Joe Lamb and asked him to contribute a novelty rag, which he ultimately did, but it never got published until 1964, after his death. So, not quite sure when he wrote it, but it was in the early 1920s. It's a difficult piece to play, but Martin Spitznagel makes easy work of it. Hot Cinders. Nice, sprightly version there by Martin Spitznagel. We'll turn now to a piece called The Old Home Rag. Joe Lamb kind of used a Tin Pan Alley device here towards the end, in that he, in the last section, he syncopates the standard tune Home Sweet Home as part of this rag. The Old Home Rag, and our group to perform it tonight is the Elite Syncopators, featuring Terry Parrish on piano. Thank you. credit the old home rag featuring Home Sweet Home there at the very last part of it. Okay, well, we keep moving on here alphabetically through these rags that were published in 1964. And we come to one called the Ragtime Bobolink. Jason and Tishner say, intricate, challenging Lamb rag in its most advanced classic rag style. Here is a very, very early recording by Sue Keller. Got a couple more to go here. That was the Ragtime Bobolink, a bird call rag, I guess. Joe Lamb in 1915 wrote the Ragtime Nightingale, which was very, very popular. Here he follows it up with the ragtime bobolink. Turning now to one called the Thoroughbred Rag. Our artist is the late Patrick Gogarty. Patrick Gogarty, who has recorded a whole album of these later works of Joe Lamb, and that was the Thoroughbred Rag, another one published in 1964. Well, we're going to go out tonight with a piece called the Toadstool Rag. And I don't know if Jason and Tishner say anything interesting about that or not. The trio is a beautiful reflection on Joplin's Cascades, so that should be interesting. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these latter rags by Joe Lamb. Most of them, if not all of them, are just as good as his earlier rags, but they don't get played quite as much. So we're featuring them tonight, in honor of Joe Lamb's birthday, which was December 6th. So this is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening, and let's get Neil Blaze to take us out with Joe Lamb's Toadstool Rag. Time is 9:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Snow,
snow,
snow.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow,
I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow,
snow,
snow. I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow.
Snow. Snow.
And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift here on KGNU. We have a special Christmas program for you this evening that'll take you back to the 40s and 50s and some very familiar voices and some special treats that I brought in this year that I've never featured before. So I hope you'll stay tuned for some very enjoyable listening. We started out there, of course, with Irving Berlin's Snow from White Christmas, and the Decca release of that song from Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Peggy Lee, and Trudy Stevens. Next up, we'll hear from In the Good Old Summertime. Here is Judy Garland.